The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Team, new leadership, got a lot of coaches. We got to set the standard of performance here.
Give me the sign! Give me the sign! Touchdown, Tigers!
That's about me. I'm the energy guy. I set the standard, and I can't let it slip.
And intercepted! Derek Stingley's got it in the end zone!
I'm staying in the office longer, working longer. I just do it by leadership.
A team of destiny and a team for ages. Tigers win. They are the national champions.
This is LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and home of the Ed Orgeron Show.
Here we go. Get that ball tight.
LSU 60 Special Camp Edition takes you inside LSU football as they prepare to defend their national title.
Burrow stepping back, throws Marshall in the end zone. Got it! Touchdown, Tigers!
The latest news, exclusive player and coach interviews, and an outlook on the 2020 schedule. Now. From inside the shadow of legendary Tiger Stadium, live from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studio, here are your hosts, former Tiger Gordy Rush, and the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Welcome into Monday evening, another LSU 60 Camp Edition. Chris Blair along with Gordy Rush. Gordy, how was the weekend?
It was fantastic, relaxing, and a little bit better than the previous weekend because I knew we were going to have football.
Yes, indeed. Well, we got plenty to get to tonight as Jerry Reed. He sang in the American classic Smokey and the Bandit. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We got a lot to get to tonight, so stay with us. Coming up, we got a chance to talk with the head of equipment at LSU, Greg Stringfellow, going to join us. Also, the legend strength and conditioning coach, Tommy Moffitt. We're going to preview the Florida Gators, one of the opponents for LSU here in 2020. And we got news and notes coming up, so stay with us. We'll get it started. News and notes coming up next on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Take it in. This SEC and its uncommon majesty. Rare is a place where everything means everything. The hype and the hope. Confounding and astounding. The sounding of packed stadiums shaking concrete. Take it in. The color of density, the intensity just standard. Be here. In this place. The birthplace of more.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
SEC.
Snap back. Give to Ty Davis Price. Looks for a hole. Keeps on pounding. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
This is LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Chime now for camp news and notes. Brought to you by 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. Now statewide on CST from noon to 6 p.m. weekdays. Esther Hanegriff and Moscona.
Glad to have you with us again tonight. Chris Blair along with Gordy Rush. And real quickly, just a program note. Originally, LSU 60 Camp Edition was scheduled for 8 shows leading up to the start of football season. And that meant we were scheduled to air twice a week, Monday and Thursday. However, after late last week, the announcement of the start of the season coming September 26th and being pushed back, we are still going to have 8 shows, but instead of stopping and starting, we're going to move to one night a week all the way up until September 7th. And the following week, we'll begin the Coach Ed Ogeron show from TJ Ribb. So after tonight, we ask that you please join us each Monday night at 7 o'clock. So now time for some LSU football news and notes. Gordy, lots of big news last week from LSU and the SEC. We covered a lot of that on Thursday. Today, the team was off, and the latest we get from football is that the plan is still, even though the season's been extended back a little bit, they're still going to report on Thursday, get a little work done on Thursday the 6th, and then get right to it on Friday the 7th. And, of course, all of that, like we said, Thursday, subject to change and at the discretion of head coach Ed Ogeron. So, that's where we are. And the NCAA may have some decisions in the coming days. The SEC may have some decisions in the coming days, not only the schedule, but also what it will look like for teams getting ready leading up to the season.
And no question, I think one thing we can all say about this COVID pandemic is nothing has gone on script, right? You've had to be able to expect the unexpected. But I think from LSU's sake, I think two things. Number one, you've got, if I'm a head coach, I'm Coach Ogeron, I've got to feel like I can take better care of these kids within LSU confines and the support system that you have and the nutrition and all the above. And then secondly, you missed 3 weeks of spring football. And I think that regardless of how hard you go, just having them out there and trying to play catch up from all the missed time this spring is a good thing. Now, obviously, you don't want to go hard all the way up until September 26th, if indeed that winds up being you're able to execute that kickoff date. But I think it's a good thing they're coming back.
You know, the other thing, and it's kind of what you talked about, regardless of any changes on how they will practice and how hard they will work for an extended 4 more weeks than they expected, I think we all can agree there's no better coach in America. And of course, we may be biased, but we know a lot of coaches. There's no better coach in America that keeps his finger on the pulse of his team better than Coach O. I mean, he knows when to throw the throttle down. He also knows when to pull it back.
Yeah, I think he has a great relationship. I know that he does with Tommy Moffitt, the strength coach we'll hear from a little bit later, and then also Jack Marucci, the athletic trainer. And, what I was really impressed with, the way they go through camp has changed. Say 5-6 years ago, you don't see the two-a-days back-to-back-to-back. They give the players enough opportunity, for the body to rest. And so Coach Ogeron communicates with Coach Moffitt and Jack Marucci, and you're right. I think he does an excellent job with that. And having this stretched 8-week period, I think you can get some installation done while still keeping these players fresh.
Well, it's so busy up here, the phone's ringing. I mean, I don't know.
I see we're getting calls.
I don't know who needs to get the phone, but hopefully they will soon. The other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit during news and notes is scheduling, because everybody had their theory, everybody had their guess when the announcement was made the SEC was going to a 10-game schedule. You knew you had 8 teams already for LSU, as it is each and every year. But I think we kind of need to let everybody know or reinforce the fact that the schedule, at least the order of the schedule that we're looking at now and that we were looking at early last week, chances are it's not going to look like that when they release the schedule. I expect it will be the same teams, 2 more added. But, last week we talked about Ole Miss. Tonight we're going to preview Florida because they were the first 2 scheduled last week. They could be the finale for all we know.
They could, right. They could wind up. Ole Miss could wind up on September 26th. I tell you, it's probably unlikely. And, Chris, I'll tell you, being a master scheduler for my mother-in-law at the Central Youth Baseball League, it's much easier to start from scratch. You're trying to move
So you
pieces.
Understand exactly what the SEC is going through. Yeah,
I'm surprised that they haven't called me to get some you know, use me as a consultant in this thing. But, you know, all joking aside, it's just easier to start over. And, you know, I think that that's probably the approach you're going to take.
Well, the good news is, at least the last little bit that I'm hearing, again, nothing confirmed, but anonymously, it's expected that will be released before the end of the week, yeah. Which I know fans certainly want. And to be honest with you, you got to sense the Coach O and every staff in the SEC is chomping at the bit to get it.
Well, you also have travel, and you have all sorts of accommodations and all the above for that, that, you know, obviously a lot of this is planned already by the time you get here. And, you know, I think that what's going to be interesting, Chris, for me is everybody is speculating on the two extra non-divisional games. And they're trying to come to an equitable way, making sure that nobody, you know, Alabama doesn't get Vanderbilt twice. And all you know, I'm just jokingly, but you know, everybody, it's all evened out, right? There's no complaining. Everybody's pointing the finger, right? Because when it came out, had they done the next two rotational opponents, Florida was going to get Texas A&M, Alabama back-to-back with LSU. Yeah, I think that they're going to come to some ranking. You got to come to some consensus preseason ranking and try to balance it out from there. So I think that's the really interesting part. But I'm with you. I expect to see a whole new schedule, and it's going to, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it balances out.
Speaking of ranking, coming out Thursday will be the Amway USA Today first coaches poll of the season, and that to me is going to be very interesting. We've seen the preseason reviews. But, you know, this is when it kind of starts to feel real. It'll be interesting to see what the coaches think.
How do you, you know, I'd like to know how many coaches are actually going to vote and just not hand it off to their sports information director. How do you vote without knowing the schedules? I mean, one of the, you know, the great things, you know, people, everybody's got Clemson preseason number one because they've got Notre Dame and they're going to be heavily favored in probably the remaining 11 games with a new schedule. You don't know who they're playing. You're not sure exactly everyone that is playing football, it's a little premature for a poll in my
opinion. Well, for all the coaches out there listening, yeah. Put LSU number one.
Yeah, why not?
That's the way to do it. A couple of notes real quick before we go to break. August graduation is coming up, and I just wanted to mention the fact that there are going to be some current LSU Tigers and some former LSU Tigers. Nothing's official yet, but we expect to see those guys graduate coming up at the end of the week. And I just wanted to mention it because I know it's great for them. It's great, especially the former Tigers. It's great for them. It's great for their families. And let's be honest, it's great for LSU football, and it's great for this institution.
No, absolutely. That I really like to see those former players coming back and getting that degree. And we've had this whole off season, and because of everything that's gone on, obviously, off the field, I do want to mention Walt Holliday. Has been promoted to being the head guy over the Academic Center for Athletes.
Yep.
They do a phenomenal job, and I love the fact that they stay connected with the former athletes that go on to play in the NFL or don't get their degree. They get them back on campus to get that degree.
Last thing I got, it's not football.
Okay.
But it's basketball.
Big news.
And it was big news today. Javonte Smart, Darius Days, Trenton Watford, all three announcing along with LSU basketball, they're going to return for Coach Will Wade later this year. That's huge news. And again, not a complete surprise, but it's nice to finally hear it official. And I know I don't have to tell you this, Gordy, but that's big news because with the returning core and the talented newcomers the coach has along with transfers, watch out. Here come the Tigers.
Just reading from a couple of the pundits out there, everybody has LSU as a contender for the SEC with these guys coming back next year.
Great time to be a Tiger, no doubt about it. There are your LSU news and notes presented by our and your friends at 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. After this quick break, Greg Stringfella, the LSU football equipment guru, going to join us. Come back, won't you?
Baton Rouge Metro Airport has an important announcement. We miss you. And once you're ready for liftoff, we'll be here to get you there. To gear up for your return, we've been giving BTR a thorough scrub down and fogging every day to make sure your travels are as germ-free as they are hassle-free. We look forward to seeing you soon and to blue skies ahead. After all this time, it's about time you flew BTR. Baton Rouge Metro Airport. FlyBTR.com.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Founded by faculty and staff in 1934, Campus Federal Credit Union has been a trusted partner of LSU and part of our winning team for over 85 years. And they're still here, faithfully serving our Tiger Nation, providing personalized products and excellent service to members wherever they may be on their financial journey. With 24/7 online banking, an expert mortgage team, plus the distinction of being Louisiana's top business credit union, membership has many benefits. But you don't have to be a Tiger to experience the Campus Federal difference. Visit campusfederal.org today. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
At Our Lady of the Lake, they know firsthand how COVID-19 has changed our world. But one thing that has not changed is their team's dedication to serving our communities. Everyone plays an important role in stopping the spread. Wash your hands often and stay home when you can. And now, their providers are offering video visits where you can receive medical care from one of Our Lady of the Lake physician group providers from the comfort of your home. New patients welcome. Just visit OLOLRMC.com to schedule.
Hey Tiger fans, make sure every LSU game day is powered by Sunshine, your hometown John Deere dealer. Drive green this spring and get savings now on tractor packages for every property, starting as low as $188 per month. Keep on winning even in the off season. Find more deals online and apply for financing at sunequip.com. Sunshine, official partner of LSU Athletics. Offer ends 8-3-2020, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. 20% down payment required. See dealer for details.
Looking left, now pedaling to his left, throwing on the run. Terrace Marshall has it right inside the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
Your radio home for the national champions. This is LSU 60, Special Camp Edition. Presented by TJ Ribs. Time to go in the huddle. Presented by Cox Communications, the official communications provider of LSU Athletics.
We are back here on this Monday night. Coming up on the show, Gordy and I are going to preview the Florida Gators. Again, this year will feature an SEC-only schedule consisting of 10 regular season games, and there's no word on exactly who will be added to the schedule and when those games will be played or in what order. But we still anticipate the Tigers and Gators getting together in their annual grudge match. We preview the Gators on the menu in just a bit. And later on, strength and conditioning coach Tommy Moffitt going to join us on the show. Time now to go in the huddle, presented by Capital One Bank. Capital One is right in the palm of your hand, so you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from your phone with their top-rated app. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One, N.A., member FDIC. Joining us now via the magic of telephone is Greg Stringfellow, Assistant Athletic Director over Athletic Equipment here at LSU. Greg, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Chris. It's great to be able to jump on here and talk to you guys.
You know, one of the things that you know, kind of was the genesis of the show, Greg, was that, you know, every year getting ready for LSU football is a massive undertaking on so many different levels. You throw the pandemic here in 2020 and all the things that are up in the air and extra things that are added to it all, it makes it even that more challenging. And, you know, part of the reason we wanted to do the show was to talk to people who build the entire LSU football machine. You and your staff, obviously, a big part of it. And I can imagine this year's been awfully different from an equipment standpoint and what you guys are doing on a daily and weekly basis, going back to, I guess, early mid-March.
Yeah, it is. It's been an interesting time from getting spring ball cranked up in March, you know, being able to get everything fairly normal, and then it just abruptly ending one day, and we got to lock the building out. Nobody can come in anymore, just without knowing exactly what's going on. And that was definitely a different thing. Hearing equipment and then and the receiving stuff that we do for the athletic department, we really haven't missed much of a day. as far as our staff goes, between keeping these buildings up and running and keeping things going receiving-wise, all of that stuff. There's still packages coming in and all throughout that time, so we had to be here for those services and following all the protocols that they allow to keep you on campus and keep you doing the things that you need to do. So that all was a little bit interesting. It was a very quiet couple of months, you know, without a whole lot of people moving around in the facilities. So that gave us a chance to really kind of reflect and look back on some things that we can get better on when we have a chance to. And then when the players and coaches and all started coming back there at the 1st of June, it really kind of got back to a little bit of normalcy, even though the workouts and all were spread out. And you had to kind of make sure that people were safe and how we were using the facility and make sure that we were following all the protocols inside our facility. You know, we were very fortunate to have a new facility that has a lot of technology in it already. And a lot of the cleanliness and safety items that people were questioning, we had kind of built into our facility before this ever was a thought.
Greg Stringfellow joining us here, Assistant AD, Athletics Equipment. And Greg, you know, that kind of leads me to my next question, which is LSU Athletics and LSU Equipment, well-known far and wide for their innovative designs and ideas for so many years. When this hits, and this is laid in your guys' lap, the pandemic I'm talking about, what was it like? I mean, obviously, LSU, I think, did a spectacular job with their medical staff on getting the latest information to all of us. But for your specific little area, which isn't little, by the way, did you look to the NFL? Did you talk to people around the country? I mean, where did you guys come up with the plans and protocols specific to how you would operate in equipment?
Well, you know, we really worked with our facilities group and with our athletic training group and the medical people. Coming back at the beginning of June was way ahead of where the NFL or any of these other sporting groups were. So we were kind of, there wasn't a set policies and practices, so we kind of made our own. We took off of what the government was saying and all, and Shelley did a great job of kind of putting it all out there and kind of going through the information and trying to figure out what was best with group sizes and things like that. You know, on my side of it, as far as the building cleanliness and all, our facility staff has done a great job setting up all of the stuff that needs to be done with the fogging machines, the different cleanliness things that we're doing. On an equipment-specific basis, you know, we had to start in March. We started looking at what is this going to look like? Are we wearing face masks? Do they have to wear masks? So I started chasing down a lot of different products. We bought masks so that when athletes come back on campus, they all would be issued a mask. So we went in and did that. And as that progressed, we got into the kind of the neck gaiter mask type thing that kind of wraps around your head so it stays around your neck all the time, or you can just pull it up. And that's become a very popular thing. Our guys are wearing those a lot out on the field. One of the things we have to be very careful with, though, is to not restrict breathing when these guys are trying to excel and perform at a high level. That's a very difficult, slippery slope. You know, us walking around and going to the grocery store and putting a mask on, while it's harder to breathe, that's kind of what it's supposed to be. But when you get guys out here trying to compete in athletics and running around on the field and stuff, having to put a mask on could be detrimental to their breathing, and you don't want to make it a problem. So we started researching a lot of products. I dealt with some people trying to develop a mask. And then the helmet manufacturers started coming out with masks that they could attach to a face mask on the helmet. A couple years ago, we had a guy, Foster Morrow, who had to wear a mask on his lower part of his face mask on his helmet. And like a shield is what it was. We had to drill a ton of holes in it just so he could breathe. So we already knew going in that the ability to breathe was going to be an issue. Last week when the NCAA came out with their ruling where we could wear helmets on that for that Friday walkthrough, we were ready. We had masks here in stock. We were able to slap them on the helmet Thursday night. That way Friday morning at 9, we could be on the field and wear football helmets, which really gave the coaching staff and the players and all a real good feel for football. You know, it kind of completed the circle where you kind of feel things are getting back to normal again. Those masks, while allowable throughout the day, guys, you know, elected to kind of put the neck gaiter back on and maybe take those spray shields off the face mask. You know, it was an either-or thing based on personal preference is what the NCAA was allowing. So we found out that some guys just couldn't breathe with it. It's something that we knew kind of going in, but we were able to be probably the first team in the country to actually test it out on the field with football equipment on, having to do that on Friday morning. So it really kind of gave us a good advantage on how things are going to work and what we're going to look forward to. This week, you know, we have a week where the team coach is kind of giving the players a couple of days of break before we really report to camp on Thursday. And that's given my staff a chance to go back and look at some things and see how the best way we can make this work when they come back here, get ready for practice on Friday.
Well, it's good to know, once again, LSU equipment, as I said, always on the forefront of innovation, and they'll have the guys ready and safe when we get to football. Greg, if you got a little extra time, I'd love for you guys to come up maybe with a helmet, with a shield that I can fit a broadcast headset under. That'd be great if you could come up with that.
I tell you, Chris, the problem is going to be is it's going to get so hot in there, you may be miserable for half of it. I'll do the best I can, though. We'll get you a hard hat and put a big shield on the front of it and kind of get that going. I have a couple things in my office that we're playing with to try to make sure, to try to see the best way it fit. Now I'll try to cut and paste some stuff together for you. How's that sound?
Sounds great. And Gordy needs one, too. Give him a giant one. He's going to need a pretty good-sized helmet.
I don't think I have anything big enough in here for Gordy's head.
Greg, it's great to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking time out.
Later.
And looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, good talking to you guys, too.
Greg Stringfellow has joined us, assistant AD over athletic equipment, our guest in the huddle tonight, presented by Capital One Bank. Up next, Gordy and I take a look once again at what is on the menu for the Tigers in 2020. Tonight, we preview the Florida Gators. Stay with us on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go. lsushop.net.
Fire. The SEC fire never gets colder. Make it smolder. Feed it more decibels, more fervor and fever. Stoke with raw emotion and believers. Allegiance is the spark. Tradition is the ignition. And the chaos is the kindling. Drown out the distractions. Douse the don't care. Feed the fire. Feed it more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
John Emery in the backfield. John Emery going to get the call up the middle. He's got the first down. Breaks free at the 30. Far side, 25-20. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Tigers!
Back on LSU 60, Special Camp Edition. Presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Time to see what's on the menu. Presented by Capital One Bank. Gordy and Chris preview another LSU opponent on the 2020 schedule. Tonight, the guys preview Florida.
That's right. My favorite team on the schedule, the Florida Gators, Gordy. You know, when you look at Florida coming into 2020, first thing that stands out was that last year, things didn't go as planned. Had to change plans early on in the season. Felipe Franks injured, Kyle Trask thrown in at the quarterback position. And as the season played out, while I think overall successful based on everything that took place, it was a team that offensively was pass heavy. And, you know, it wasn't that they didn't score points and it wasn't that they racked up yards, because they did. They've now had two back-to-back 400-point seasons in a row, which you got to go back to the Tim Tebow, Urban Meyer era to get that. But word out of Gainesville going into this year is we need to be a little more balanced. And I think if you look at the LSU-Florida game, which at times was very contested here at Tiger Stadium in 2019, the inability to run the football, eat some clock, and move the chains hurt the Florida Gators.
There's no question. And it 2 years ago, if you remember, that's what Florida did so well. They ran the football. They were struggling at the quarterback position with Franks in his first year as starter. Enter Trask. Kyle Pitts is a fantastic weapon at tight end. They had some really outstanding receivers in Trevon Grimes at 6'5". Also going down, why am I drawing a blank here? Kadarius Toney had a good year for them. They had targets and athletes. They struggled in their offensive line play. So the storyline coming in for Florida this year, they've got to get better on the offensive line, and they've got to be able to run the football better, because when you look at their returning starters, they returned six on offense, but a lot of people that played defensively, defensive coordinator Todd Grantham only returns five starters, and he lost some key people, so they're going to have to hold that time of possession.
We're going to talk about defense in just a little bit. You know, it was interesting doing some research today. Again, following the Florida beat writers, they were like, unfortunately, Florida's only got three quarterbacks. Kyle Trask, Emory Jones, who we saw a little bit kind of in and around the red zone last year for a change of pace in that LSU game, and then a true freshman who played high school ball, I think, about 10 minutes from the swamp. His name is Anthony Richardson. But that's kind of where we are in modern-day college football. I mean, if you got three quarterbacks, you may have a bevy of riches.
Absolutely. And what he did with Jones, we saw it against LSU. I mean, using him as a change of pace guy was really, really effective. He came in, they were able to run some zone read. Jones was able to make some plays with his feet, and it provides defensive coordinators with a little bit of a headache. You have to stop in the middle of a week and prepare for a different offense because they're so versatile.
Let's talk about the fact, as I mentioned earlier, the word is they want to be a little more diverse offensively. And it starts at the running back position. LaMichael Perine is gone. He's moved on to the Jets now. Mm-hmm. But again, the word you hear out of Gainesville is they're going to have a better rushing attack. Damian Pierce is coming back, second on the team last year in rushing. Lorenzo Lingard, he was declared eligible by the NCAA. He transferred or came in from the Miami area. So they think they're going to run the ball better. You mentioned the offensive line that had their troubles for the Gators in 2019. Most people felt like they were getting better towards the end of the year. And for the most part, they only lose their starting center.
Yeah.
They just don't have superstars up front. But they are going to be experienced. So it's going to be interesting to see the run game for Florida.
Yeah, John Hevesy's a veteran offensive line coach. He was with Mullen at Mississippi State. And again, 2 years ago, when they didn't have a quarterback, they were phenomenal running the football. And that's what carried them to that number seven finish, and I believe a big win over Michigan 2 years ago up in the Peach Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. And so this is Mullen and Hevesy have worked together for a while. You have confidence, and they probably are going to do something good with that offensive line. It was just an off year.
You know, it's interesting when you think about Dan Mullen. You know, the excitement was there when he was hired, and simply because of the job he did at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And, of course, Florida fans knew him when he was the offensive coordinator under Urban during all those successful years. And every year you get the sense, at least over the last 3 years, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. Is 2020 going to be the year?
You know, I would have said yes before the COVID. And one of the big reasons why is that Florida had LSU and they catch Ole Miss, obviously, in the cross. But Georgia gets Alabama and Auburn this year. Now, and also Florida gets, obviously, a very favorable non-conference schedule. Toughest game was Florida State. And we know Florida State's been struggling. That's all out the window now. And we talk about what's going to happen with the two additional opponents. Well, it's going to be more of an even playing field for Georgia. Georgia, you figure, is, to me, is going to get an Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Arkansas. They'll get a little bit relief from this tough draw that they got, and I think it evens out the schedule.
Well, you know that this is a heartfelt apology to those Gator fans out there, but I'm going to say it. The power has swung to Athens over the last 3 years. So when you look at Florida's schedule, to your point, again, you expect Florida to be there for a battle for the East crown. But again, it's going to go through Jacksonville in that matchup with Georgia.
I mean, absolutely. Kirby Smart has continued to recruit at a high level. And Florida's getting there. They're getting better each and every recruiting class. Will they be able to jump the Georgia hurdle? And that's my point. Georgia all of a sudden gets a little bit better even schedule with this rescheduling that's coming out. And let's not forget Tennessee. I mean, they made some progress last year
excited.
In the back half of the
they're
year.
They're excited up there. No
so
doubt.
So Tennessee, I think, is at least worth mentioning in the conversation.
Real quick before we go to break, on our last thought here on the Florida Gators on the menu for LSU in 2020, you touched on the defense a little bit. We know what Todd Grantham can do. And you look back to last season when they were healthy, when you got Zuniga, Grenard,
yes.
Henderson, Wilson, and Davis on the back end, they can do some damage. Now, I know they weren't healthy all through the season. They weren't healthy against LSU. Zuniga, Grenard, and Henderson, they've all moved on to the NFL. But you do have some returners, especially on the back end of that defense. Can we expect them to be, A, aggressive as they were, and, B, one of the top defenses in the conference? Well,
they're always going to be aggressive. I mean, that certainly, has been their calling card. They're good on the back end, defensive back. They get some people back. I think the big question is one, can they replace the people they lost in the linebacker? David Reese Jr. was a starter, and he was a stalwart in there. And then the edge, that's the big question for me. You mentioned Zuniga, Grenard. They were so good off the edge. Brennan Cox Jr., controversial transfer from Georgia, steps in. And then Jeremiah Moon, who's been in and out of the lineup. Are these guys going to be able to step up and come off the edge and give them what they had a year ago when they were healthy?
Well, one thing's for sure. If we can send a message to Greg Sankey, please, please, please make sure we go to Gainesville, because I know, like you, it's one of our favorite places to go.
I love Ocala, Florida, on a Friday night.
Oh, can't wait. All right, that's a preview of what's on the menu, the Florida Gators in 2020. Take a timeout when we come back. We got Coach Conversation. We're talking to a legend. That's right, Tommy Moffitt going to join us next here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hargrove is a proud supporter of the Tigers. With over 2,000 teammates and 500 in the Baton Rouge area, they know you want an engineering and project execution partner who understands your goals, who brings you innovative solutions, and who is versatile in their capabilities. Hargrove offers a variety of engineering services like EPC, controls and automation, startup and commissioning, life sciences, plant operations, and more. They aim to exceed expectations in all disciplines, and they know the relationship is what matters most. To learn more, visit them at hargrove-epc.com. Hargrove, one team.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
When you're ready to travel again, Baton Rouge Metro Airport will be here to get you there so that you can carry on. We've really missed you. And to show it, we've been giving BTR daily cleanings from boarding gate to baggage claim to ensure your flight is as germ-free as it is hassle-free. We know it hasn't been easy, but serving you again will put everyone here on cloud nine. After all this time, it's about time you flew BTR, Baton Rouge Metro Airport. flybtr.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, make sure every LSU game day is powered by Sunshine, your hometown John Deere dealer. Drive green this spring and get savings now on tractor packages for every property, starting as low as $188 per month. Keep on winning even in the offseason. Find more deals online and apply for financing at sunequip.com. Sunshine, official partner of LSU Athletics. Offer ends 8-3-2020, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. 20% down payment required. See dealer for details.
Slings it far side. Stingley steps inside the receiver and picks it off at about the 13-yard line. Big turnover. Fifth interception of the season for Derek Stingley, who leads the SEC.
LSU 60. Special Camp Edition continues. Presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time for Coach Conversations, presented by Gulf State Toyota, proud partner of LSU Athletics.
News and notes, our visit with Greg Stringfellow from LSU Equipment, or the opponent preview. You can always find the podcast at lsusports.net/podcasts. Portions of tonight's show presented by Hargrove, your engineering and project execution partner with over 2,000 teammates, including 500 in the Baton Rouge area. Their safety culture has always been their number one priority, and they're ready to support your project on-site, in the office, or remotely while protecting your team from the spread of COVID-19. For more info, visit hargrove-epc.com. Hargrove and Tiger Nation, one team, go Tigers. Once again, time for our Coach Conversations, brought to you by Gulf State Toyota. Tonight's guest, well, really needs no introduction. The platinum standard for collegiate strength and conditioning. Please welcome back Coach Tommy Moffitt to the show. Coach, football season got pushed back a little, but an exciting time because kickoff is coming.
Yes, Chris. First of all, thanks for having me on. But, it's been real exciting. I think all the players are ready for the season to get started. They've worked so hard this summer to prepare for it, and we're looking forward to reporting day on Wednesday.
Earlier in the show, we talked to Greg Stringfellow, and one of the things we asked him was, you know, back when the pandemic hit and everything was shut down in mid-March, obviously the world as we know it, regardless of your profession, changed across the globe. He talked about what they did in those immediate days and weeks. For you guys, strength and conditioning, I've heard you talk about it recently. I heard Coach O talk about it, that the standard was going to be the same. The results had to be the same, which meant you may have to come up with different ways to reach it. How did you guys go about planning getting to where you know this team needs to be when the season kicks off, whenever that may be?
Yeah, so the first thing that we did was make sure that everyone that was at home, or in fact, the whole team, had something to do to keep them busy and to keep their mind off of not playing and just come back to Baton Rouge is in best possible shape that they could be in. And then once everyone got here, we decided to divide the team into six groups. And then that kind of changed throughout the summer. Sometimes we'd have more, sometimes we'd have less, but we really didn't do anything differently than we had ever done in the past, except we had smaller groups to practice the physical distancing required by law or by rule. And then the rest was up to the guys to just do the work that they were accustomed to doing, and for our staff to set the example for those guys. And we took off and never looked back.
You know, Greg also mentioned the fact that you guys are blessed with a great facility, a modern facility. For your particular area, obviously the state-of-the-art weight room and conditioning area for LSU football and LSU athletes, student athletes, what was it like on a day-to-day basis for you and your staff? Take us through what it's like to keep that up to standard.
Yeah, so, the day started at 7:15 in the morning, and we had an hour and 30 minutes for each group. So we'd spend about 55 minutes in the weight room, and then we would run outside and warm up, and then we would do our conditioning. So each workout consisted of a warm up, a workout, a warm up, and then a run. And as soon as that first group finished their workout, they would run outside. And the first group would run outside. And then I had three staff members that would stay in the gym after we left, and they would start cleaning. And we had 15 minutes from the time that group left until the next group would come in. So we would do a 15-minute spray clean and wipe, and those guys got that down to a science and were able to knock it out in about 7 minutes, and then the air would clear because the product that we used was like a – it created a fog, I guess, for the lack of a better term, throughout the entire gym, and the particles – supposed to vaporize and then envelop all of the equipment in the weight room. And I guess that's what it did. And then as we finished up outside running the group, we would come into the indoor, and that group would just be finishing up, and then they would hurry in the weight room and start their lift again. So the weight room was big enough that it allowed us to have 20 people in there at a time, where a lot of our peers across the country were only allowed to train 10 athletes at a time. Because of the size of our facility, we were allowed to train 20. And then after the month of June, when we looked, not me, but when the doctors and everyone looked at all of the cases that we had, there was no way they could trace one back to anything that we were doing. So we were allowed to increase the number by five. So we were able to train 25 at a time. And it went smooth, man. I mean, we didn't miss a beat. The team was phenomenal. We had some room to make up, but the team was phenomenal. They had a great attitude about everything. And it was really a good summer. I mean, it's one not only – did we work hard, but we had a lot of fun doing it. I think the guys missed being here, you know, for the month of March, April, and May. I really do. I think they missed it. They're highly competitive student athletes. And so when we finally reconvened, I think all of those guys, I know I was, we were excited to be back just to have an opportunity to do what we love doing and working. And it was phenomenal. I don't remember a summer where we worked harder, and I don't remember a summer where we had so much fun. There were no distractions. It will always go down, or forever go down, as one of the most favorite summers to be around this football team.
Coach, if you don't mind, we have to step aside for just a little break, and then we'll continue our conversation with strength and conditioning coach Tommy Moffitt. Back after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with Real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place Real Tiger fans go. lsushop.net.
Take it in. This SEC and its uncommon majesty. Rare is a place where everything means everything. The hype and the hope. Confounding and astounding. The sounding of packed stadiums shaking concrete. Take it in. The color of density, the intensity just stand and be. Here, in this place, the birthplace of more.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? A fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Again, go back to Davis Price. He's got a seam. He's down the near side hash. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers!
We continue with part two of our coach conversation, presented by Gulf State Toyota, proud partners of LSU Athletics on LSU 60, special camp edition. On the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Thrilled tonight to have some time with strength and conditioning coach Tommy Moffitt. Coach, you mentioned earlier the challenge of keeping student athletes engaged while we all were quarantined in the early weeks and months of this pandemic. Players, of course, all over the country. When they arrived back to campus, really a two-part question here. How were they physically? And secondly, knowing you're a science and analytics guy, were there numbers that showed you and your staff the areas needed to be made up from a strength and conditioning standpoint?
Yeah, so, there's two things that we're responsible for doing and getting them strong and getting them in shape. Okay, so, and it was clearly evident that when they came back, for the large part, I think they did a phenomenal job. But then there was a big, big drop-off from the guys that did what they were supposed to do to the guys that didn't do what they were supposed to do. So for probably 20% of the team, it was starting all over from scratch. But then for the other 80% of guys, they adapted quickly. It took us about 3 weeks to adapt where they could handle a load that they were customarily used to, you know, that they could really train at a level where it didn't matter what we threw at them, they would adjust. So it took us a while to reach that point, but once we did, it was smooth sailing. But you know, in sport preparation, you know, you have mental preparation, you have tactical preparation, and you have physical preparation. And the physical preparation is something that you have to build upon. You know, you train in phases or blocks, and then each phase builds upon the previous phase. And so when you miss, you know, 10 weeks of work, you miss out and detrain a lot. So we're not at the level where we were this time last year. And I don't think anyone in America would be unless, you know, somehow they circumvented the rules. So it's, you know, it's a fair playing field. But we still missed out on some development that just occurs naturally from taking 10, 11 weeks off. Again, it's a level playing field because everyone is in the same boat. But, you know, generally speaking, it was just basic strength and power and conditioning. But, you know, through the analytics that you mentioned, we know that our conditioning is at a level that it has been in the past because that's the easy thing to do is to get in shape. But the hard thing to do and the thing that is built upon phase after phase after phase is the strength. And we're by no means, I would say, we are a weak football team. We just don't have the numbers that we put up last year. And I think, you know, due in some part because of the type of players that we had on last year's team also. I mean, that team was a phenomenal group of young men. But this team did an incredible job. And we as a staff would sit after each day. We would just sit there and laugh about how hard these guys were training and how much fun it was. It was truly one of the most incredible summers that I've had as a strength and conditioning coach.
Enjoying our moments here tonight with Tommy Moffitt from LSU football. And coach, just a couple of more questions. I was just thinking, interestingly enough, because we're all dealing in this world that there really is no playbook on, When you had returning players to this year's team who obviously knew kind of what the drill was to a certain degree, and then you got the newcomers who are coming in, who was able to adapt quicker to the new operating procedures? Was it the veterans, or did it take them a little longer because they were trained previously? Or was it the young guys who didn't know any better?
No, the older guys, of course, adjusted because they were on familiar territory, and you know they picked it up quick. But the underclassmen, the freshmen, you know, some of these guys hadn't trained since they signed their letter of intent. Now, we were lucky that we have a small group of really talented players, and you know, Eric Gilbert and you know T.J. Finley and all those guys. So those guys picked up right where they left off. But the group of newcomers that we had, you could tell that some of those guys hadn't touched, you know, a barbell or done what, you know, anything. And that was one of my messages when we broke, our last workout was on Thursday. I told them, I said, all right, from now on, when Coach Moffitt sends you a workout during the off season and during our breaks, you have to make sure that you do it. And, you know, you take a guy that just signed a national letter of intent after working his tail off for four solid years. There's a little bit of a relief, you know, that they'd made it and, you know, accomplished some of their goals. And then they're hit, you know, they're smacked with COVID-19 and there's no place to run track. You know, there's, you know, and all that type of stuff. And there's no facilities to train with. And none of them, I think, had, you know, really train like you have to train to be, you know, to be competitive at this level. I mean, it's just the difference between going from high school to college is not any different than going from college to the NFL. I mean, it's a huge step up in development and systematically all the things that we ask them to do. So, respect to those guys, once they got here, they were unbelievable, an incredible group of young men and some really, really good football players and guys that are going to be around here for a long time and help us to win a lot of daggum football games.
Coach, last thing I got for you before I send you on your way and let you enjoy the rest of your Monday night. You've got a little extra time, and I mean you. I mean LSU football. Obviously, last week it was announced instead of starting early September, we'd move to the end of September to start this 10-game SEC-only slate. I know that Coach O's got a plan, and Coach O is the mission is still the same. But for you guys, what will this extra time mean, and how will you make the most of it?
Well, my goal is to make up some for lost time in the weight room because practices and our preparation will be a little different. I mean, we're still going to start training camp, but the fact that you don't have games and travel, that will allow us a little bit of time to continue our development in the weight room. And, you know, granted, the SEC is a tough schedule no matter what. But one of the things that I think wears on collegiate or any athlete for that matter, more than just the competition is the travel. And, you know, you've been on those trips. You know how it is to get back at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And you know that come Monday, when that alarm clock goes off on Monday, you think to yourself, man, I would have liked to have gotten more rest this weekend. And so because there's not going to be travel, early, I think that's going to give us an opportunity to spend some more time in the weight room and working on more development and making up for some of that lost time, you know, in April and May. And I'm looking forward to it. And our team's attitude, I just wish, you know, that there were more people that could watch what goes on a day-to-day basis with these young men and young women in all of college athletics. These athletes are so dedicated and they work so hard, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it and be able to watch it on a daily basis.
the best strength and conditioning coach on the planet. Coach Tommy Moffitt, thank you for your time. It's always great to hear from you, and we're looking forward to the start of football, and we'll see you soon.
Amen. Thank you very much, Chris. Go Tigers.
The legend, Tommy Moffitt, our coach conversation tonight. Fans, TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and a Baton Rouge favorite for over 30 years. Join them at TJ Ribs on Acadian for the Coach O Show every Wednesday night during this coming football season. Come experience legendary Louisiana barbecue and the area's best curbside takeout. Open 7 days a week for dine-in and takeout with locations at Acadian Thruway, Segan Lane. You can visit them also at tjribs.com. Just a few moments left tonight. Gordy and I return in a moment to close it up after this.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Founded by faculty and staff in 1934, Campus Federal Credit Union has been a trusted partner of LSU and part of our winning team for over 85 years. And they're still here, faithfully serving our Tiger Nation, providing personalized products and excellent service to members wherever they may be on their financial journey. With 24/7 online banking, an expert mortgage team, plus the distinction of being Louisiana's top business credit union, membership has many benefits. But you don't have to be a Tiger to experience the Campus Federal difference. Visit campusfederal.org today. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Our Lady of the Lake is encouraging you to do what's necessary to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Wash your hands frequently, stay home as much as you can, and cover your cough. You can also schedule a video visit with Our Lady of the Lake Physician Group providers who can help you navigate any health concerns from the comfort of your home. New patients welcome. Visit OLOLRMC.com to schedule today.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Hargrove is a proud supporter of the Tigers with over 2,000 teammates and 500 in the Baton Rouge area. They know you want an engineering and project execution partner who understands your goals, who brings you innovative solutions, and who is versatile in their capabilities. Hargrove offers a variety of engineering services like EPC, controls and automation, startup and commissioning, life sciences, plant operations, and more. They aim to exceed expectations in all disciplines, and they know the relationship is what matters most. To learn more, visit them at hargrove-epc.com. Hargrove, one team.
Looking left, under pressure, Jacoby Stevens has him and brings him down for the sack. Way back at a 38-yard line, a loss of 11 yards.
Time to wrap up tonight's show. For one final time, here is Gordy and Chris.
That's a wrap for this week's LSU 60 Camp Edition. My thanks to Greg Stringfellow, Coach Tommy Moffitt, and to you for joining us. Remember, we'll be back here next Monday night after the Tigers begin training camp this coming Thursday. We've got plenty to cover. Hope to have offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger and returning cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. Until then, for Gordy Rush, this is Chris Blair. Hope to have you back next Monday night, and go Tigers!
Been listening to LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TG Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and home of the Ed Ogeron Show. LSU 60 Special Camp Edition is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, LSUSB, and Outfront Sports. Radio Network is a division of LSUSB and Outfront Sports.